The best station in K-Man, C99. It's Honor with Tim and Terry. It's time for another K-Man Local Artist Series brought to you by Doctors Hospital and Integra Healthcare. And we have an artist named Madame Nerosa in the studio. How are you?
I am fabulous today. Thanks for asking. How are you?
Good. Welcome. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
We've played your music on Z99, but also Island FM plays your music too. I don't know if you're aware of that.
I'm actually not.
No, yeah. Oh, you didn't even know?
So, I didn't. Wow, thanks. There's
two stations in the company that's playing your music, so that's quite the endorsement already. So we thought we need to have you in and talk about your history and how you got into music and all that stuff.
Certainly.
So, how long have you been a musician for? Pretty much all your life? Or?
I'm going to say in general, when it comes to like performing arts or music, yeah, pretty much all my life. But as a recording artist, I started from like last year, summertime, roughly so.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're from K-Man?
I am from the Cayman Islands, but I was born and raised in Cayman Brac. So,
well, no, of course you're from Cayman.
As the term would say, I'm a Bracker.
Okay.
But you know, and you got to wear that title with pride.
We love
the Brackers.
Have you participated in our competition yet? I think we have one more. No, we might be doing it over the weekend, but. In Gino's Pizza Boxes, how high would you say?
Or just how tall is the bluff?
The bluff in the Breck.
How many feet?
So I plead the fifth. I actually do not know, but I'm sure it's a lot of pizza boxes.
Yeah, it is. Yes. Each pizza box, I guess, is about 2.5 inches. So you can go look at the bluff.
You're going to have to do a quick Google search.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I remember when I was in the Breck, which I've only been once, sadly.
Oh.
I know. I need to go more.
I've not been at all.
I had such
a
good time. And they were like, do you want to hike the bluff or do you want to just drive up it? I'm like, drive up it because it's hotter there.
Yeah, people said that.
I was like, that can't be true. And I feel like maybe with more vegetation or maybe it's like something's locks in the heat.
Yeah,
there.
Because even for the Little Cayman's even worse. So,
well, as far as heat, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
no, I've been there.
I think it goes up in heat. Each island you go to.
The warmer it gets.
Yeah.
So how long have you lived in Grand Cayman for then?
I'm going to say... One second, quick math check. So I graduated in 2018.
What? That recent?
I graduated in 20. Oh my goodness.
2018?
Wait, it's either 2018 or 20. No, it couldn't have been 2016.
It hasn't been that long ago.
Seems like a long time ago, doesn't it?
Well, it's been six years.
It does feel like a long time ago.
That's 6 years. Yeah.
I should know this.
Wow.
But yeah, roughly.
Okay.
Somewhere around there.
So right after graduation, you got on a plane and you came.
I could continue my degree in hospitality.
Oh, nice.
Ah, okay. All right. So is music your full-time job now at this point? How did you get started in music?
I wish it was my full-time job. I intend to transition full-time at some point because I do have a passion for it. And not even just music on a whole, like I said before, performing arts. Like, I'm going to go as far as maybe elementary school. And I'm going to blame my mom for this in a good way. Like, she's the type of parent that likes to push your kid in everything. Oh, you like to do sports? Go on, we're going to put you in a competition. That's my mom. She's always been the one that, like, roots for me. And, you know, I can't thank her enough for putting me out to these little competitions, even modeling. Just everything she sees, she throws her kid in.
Was she in the arts, too? Did she do some? Was she a musician? Or?
Honestly, I don't think so.
Okay.
No. But I'm sure that she has always, once she sees potential in someone, she's always going to encourage it.
Right.
So I can say that all my siblings, some way or form, they've been creative. And, you know, if not in like culinary arts, then even architecture. So each and every one of my siblings has some kind of creative.
Like passion.
For themselves.
That's great.
And do you play instruments as well?
I used to play the saxophone. I'm intending to get back into it. I also want to learn the piano because I want to play by ear, which, you know, isn't necessarily a bad thing.
That's a great thing.
No, it's a great thing.
I wish I could play by ear. Yeah, I'd take it.
You definitely sing. Have you had any formal training or did it was just this all personal autodidact? What is the term? Autodidact? Autodidact, where you teach yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, that term.
Sure.
I'm just
learned it naturally.
Word of the day, autodidact.
Well, I'm definitely learning something new too. But I'm going to say after I graduated and moved over to Grand, that's when I started to teach myself a bit more.
Okay.
But I've had music teachers who have, you know, taught me a skill or two. And each of them honestly has seen my potential as well. So they've always just like my mom, pushed me into competitions or talent shows, whatever it is, to help me showcase my talent as a singer.
Is it original material? Do you write the songs that you've been performing?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So what inspires your music? What kind of genres do you enjoy? What, you know, are some of the records that have influenced you?
So if I'm being very honest, I'm more of a jazz type of girl. Okay. I love the R&B, but more like old type, traditional kind of genres. But the genre that I've gotten into is soca. Uh-huh. To be honest, I don't know if you guys have heard of Vashti or not. Yes. She's a great, you know, amazing singer. And she kind of got me into it because she felt that there's not enough, in a sense, female artists in that area.
Right.
And so I took it upon myself and said, you know what? If I'm going to do this, let me find a more so purposeful reason to do it. And I know that we don't have much of, you know, when it comes to as far as soca goes, we don't have that originality here in the Cayman Islands.
So there's a lot of influence.
Yeah, like there's a lot of influence from other, you know, Caribbean places, and I love that. But I'm not seeing ours. Like, I like to see ours circling around as well. So I said, let me start do some soca as well.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so normally what I do is I'll just listen to just any soca song, and then what used to happen, because it doesn't really happen as much, but when I was getting into it with the songwriting, it would just randomly pop into words, and I would just start writing it down.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's
so
awesome.
Yeah. So,
yeah, when you feel inspired, you just...
Yeah, I just get into it.
And put it down.
And it would always pitch in from like a chorus or maybe a pre-chorus, but never the verses. But I'm like, all right, I got a chorus now. We'll figure out the verses later.
Right.
So yeah, I'm also working on a series because, again, I like to have some originality for the Cayman Islands. So it's called Caribbean Tea.
Okay.
And it's a project... consists of a variety of singles that will either relate to everyday things that go on around our society, our community, or neighboring countries. And I also want to find a way for it to be kind of fun. I love to have fun in my projects. So there's a little, you know, sprinkle of tea in there, a little drama.
Nice.
You know, that you can relate to. So
some music that's fun with a message. So
yeah.
It's great.
And then where does your stage name, Madame Nerosa, come from?
So it's very simple, to be honest. I wanted to have a title. So Madame, that's where Madame comes in. Nerosa is just a mixture of my nickname, Nini, but it's spelled N-I-N-I. So I just took off one N-I. And then Rosa, oh my goodness, the Thai tongue, is either pink or rose in Spanish. So I thought that if I was to cipher that into English, it would be Madame Nairose.
Uh-huh.
So I thought it would be like a cooler concept.
Oh, I like it.
Very cool.
Well, you know what? It's got a very diva-ish, diva. It almost sounded devilish. Well, that too, maybe. But diva-ish ring to it. Like, you're all set up to be a superstar with that
name. Especially
Madame Nerosa.
As soon as you throw Madame ahead of anything, you know, you're like, this woman means business.
It's like, wow,
I love it.
Okay.
I love it. Yeah.
Thank you.
Just a little bit mysterious, too, you know, kind of, maybe it's kind of a bad girl way. Just a little bit, you know. It's just enough to make it.
Just a sprinkle.
Yeah, just a sprinkle. Yeah.
Well, we're looking forward to hearing more music from you in the future.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Which track should we play? Which track do you want us to play right now as we wrap this up? What do you think?
I think a lot of people so far, they really do love Cherry Plum.
Okay.
Because it's about the beautiful women of the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
But the backstory is mainly like this Caribbean woman walking on the shore, and she has like this admirer who's always watching her. Not in like in a creepy way, but just like admiring.
Because you're a madam, that's why. Yeah. It's Madame Nerosa.
So I just thought that would be just a nice way to appreciate the women that we have within the Caribbean.
Well, that's beautiful.
I like it.
Yeah. I can't wait to hear it.
Well, we'll throw it on then. We'll play it for you right now. So, Madame Nerosa, our latest guest on the Cayman Local Artist Series, great to meet you.
Yes.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me. Is this probably my second type of interview, but it feels great. I'm not as nervous as I was.
Well, we hope you have plenty more with us. Yeah.
Exactly. All right. And the Local Artist Series is brought to you, by the way, by Doctors Hospital and Integra Healthcare. Big thanks to them for supporting us. And here she is, Madame Nerosa, on the best station in Cayman, C99. Thank you again.
Thank you, too.
Y'all ready for this one? Lego. I saw walking on the bedside, collecting seashells. Oh yeah, she looks so fine. even know it's in her dresses. Her skin always looks so smooth. She keeps my eyes ajar. Cherry plum ready beside. I say you're my cherry plum. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Ow. Sugar plum, lovely waistline. Come get me that sugar plum. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Ooh. As someone say, cherry plum ready beside. Never stand me in. Oh, why it is me so. As I say, cherry plum, many beside. I say, you're my cherry plum. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Ow. Sugar plum, lovely waistline. Come get me that sugar plum. Oh, yeah. Sugar plum. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.